Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Yes.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. We don't have a fourth tonight. Unfortunately, neither of our other compatriots were able to make it. So we're you just got the three of us tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we will do.
What we do?
No, I was just going to say, we will do. I expected one of you guys to respond to that.
But, oh, I thought we were doing the Mark Henry bit. My bad.
No, that's fair. All right. Well, first, I want to start off. I forgot to mention it in Nerd News at the end of last week's show. Joaquin Phoenix, Joker. We got pictures of him. Like I mentioned at the beginning, like we'll circle back to it, and we never circled back to it. So I apologize for that. And I figured this week we'll hit it up real quick. So that happened.
I'm into it.
It looks cool.
Because this is very much, I've kind of come to terms that this isn't going to be a traditional, like, Joker movie. Like, this feels more of it's going to be its own standalone, it's going to be like its own movie just featuring a character called the Joker, is how I'm framing it in my head.
Which is neat, because, yeah, there's not going to be any, like, and that's what I guess really bugs me about it. I don't like the idea of a Joker movie without Batman.
Oh, no, I don't either, and that's why I'm kind of like, no, this isn't a DC movie. This is, they just want to use the character to tell a story, and that could be interesting.
I mean, that's fair.
I want to see more. Like, I'll need to see, like, a trailer or something to get a better idea of what everything is. But, like, even that scene where he's, like, stepping out of the subway and he takes off the mask, and then he's got the paint on underneath, and then there's, like, all the clowns behind him, and there's, like, a fight going on.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm interested, at least.
No, I mean, like, that looks like a killer opening scene in an awesome Batman movie. Like, mm-hmm. It really did give me kind of a Dark Knight vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But we know there's no Batman, which is the bummer part. But I do like the face paint. What do you guys think of that?
I thought it was fine. I need to see more of it to have, like, an opinion. Because right now it's just a couple of pictures in that one thing. It's just like, I don't have enough to base an opinion yet.
I really like the Instagram story where it was like where it's just like Joaquin Phoenix, like with his hair and everything, like he's going to be in the movie, but then the lights flashing across it, which made it look like the paint.
Yeah, that was kind of
cool. I dug that. And this is the most clown-like, like outright clown-like that we've ever seen the Joker. Except for the times he's like disguised himself as a clown.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of interesting too, as opposed to just kind of the red lips, white paint, dark eyes and green hair. Like this has full on, like there's different colors. He's got the eye makeup real big.
Yeah, it almost looks like a throwback to the mask that
Cesar Romero.
Well, yes, but
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger, which was an allusion to Cesar Romero,
mm-hmm.
like it looks almost like that. I don't know why I could remember Cesar Romero had that in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Could not think of Heath Ledger. Well, because
they did it the first time he was on in the 60s show, and then the first time and then Heath Ledger, the first time you see him, they're both wearing a mask with the paint on underneath.
Right, and the masks are really similar.
Yeah,
like
the Heath Ledger one, like the Dark Knight one, was a homage or a nod to.
Yep. And this one, the face paint in general feels a little bit like
looks
that in this
that.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is different, but yeah, it just has kind of a similar feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. It's probably the most interesting face paint for Joker I've seen.
Yeah.
Definitely a different take on it, but I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to wait until we see more. I'm not going to get hyped about it.
Oh,
like I'm going to see the movie, but I'm going to go in expecting crap.
See, I wouldn't say I'm hyped. And the trailers will sway my level of hype, but this makes me more interested. Like, I'm not, like, more excited to see it, but I'm definitely more interested to see what they do with it. Just because of, you know, it was an interesting choice and it looks cool.
Yeah, that's fair. Think. No, I don't disagree. I think it looks pretty cool. Like, that whole little bit looked kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Like I said, interesting is a good way to describe it. And if it was, like, if this was, like, the first thing we had seen out of, like, a Scorsese Batman film where he's facing off against the Joker, then yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about that all day. Like, I would actually be hyped for it. But to know that we are not going to get any interaction with Batman is
dampens really... it for you.
Yeah, that kills the hype entirely.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, like I said, interest is there. Hype is definitely not.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and a movie that I am hyped about, and I know I shouldn't be. We got a trailer for an announced trailer for Holmes and Watson, which is going to hit this Christmas. It's a new movie starring Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. It's going to be another one of those just buddy comedy films with Will Ferrell as Sherlock Holmes, John C. Reilly as his Watson. It looks hilarious, but I understand that that humor is not for everybody.
I will watch it and probably really enjoy it.
I probably will too, but I don't care. Like, it's just one of those things, like, yeah, I'll see it, and I'm sure it'll be funny, but I'm not going to get I'm not going to get excited for it, and I'm going to go in trying to see as little as possible because I don't want the funny parts in the trailer. Because as consistently good as they are together with, like, Step Brothers and Talladega Nights and...
Walk Hard.
Yeah, Anchorman. Well,
no, he wasn't. That was just...
Yeah,
that
was John C. Reilly.
But, like, in Anchorman, John C. Reilly wasn't in that, I don't think.
Nope, he was in Anchorman 2.
Yeah, that was a movie.
Yeah, it sure was.
And same as, like Anchorman, but then, the sequels that they do, or, like, when they go back to them, it's just like, I don't know.
I mean, Anchorman should not have gotten a sequel. No. Like, it needed to have been left alone.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are.
So, yeah, I'm sure it'll be funny, but, yeah, I'm going to try to not get everything spoiled for me in the trailers.
No, that's entirely fair. It got a little bit of hate in the group chat earlier, but yeah, no, I am legitimately excited to see this movie because I love those stupid comedies a lot more than I probably should.
Mm-hmm.
I just do.
Nah, they're fantastic. I can still watch Talladega Nights.
Oh yeah,
and like Talladega Nights giggle.
It's funny. Yeah, and same thing with Step Brothers is really funny, and I always like lump Walk Hard in there, even though I know Will Ferrell's not in that movie.
Is it the same like producer or studio or anything?
I'm pretty sure. Like, I'm pretty sure that Will Ferrell is still involved with the project. Mm-hmm. He just wasn't in the movie.
Yeah.
It's also a fantastic movie. I mean, it stars John C. Reilly, for those that haven't seen it. And it has that kind of feel that, like, it was Ricky Bobby, or Talladega Nights, Ballad of Ricky Bobby. Mm-hmm. Was that the thing?
Yeah,
Talladega Nights, the Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, and Jesus. Then it was Walk Hard, a Dewey Cox story. So it kind of has that same general theme
name structure,
to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is why I think, like, I guess that's why my brain lumps them together. Also, you know, John C. Reilly.
Yes.
So yeah. Anyway, looks like Disney has officially decided to use James Gunn's script for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. So at the very least, definitely losing.
I wouldn't say officially. James Gunn's brother, who's in the movie, says that they are going to, but they have not made an official statement.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, in fairness, Disney never made an official statement that they weren't using it.
Right.
So they probably don't feel like they need to make an official statement.
But it's also still on hold indefinitely. Like,
yeah.
The production is not scheduled to begin.
That's true. So, yeah, it might not still happen. But that's the most concrete thing we've gotten out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, I bummered myself out because I didn't even think about that. Because, yeah, I definitely saw Sean Gunn is his brother's name.
I think
yeah.
So.
Yeah, definitely. Now that you're mentioning it, I remember seeing, like, yeah, we're using this script, says Sean Gunn, son of a. Well. And to continue the bummer train, we got some Titans promo videos. We have character videos for Beast Boy, Raven, Starfire, and Robin. And, oh no.
So, full disclosure, I only watched the Beast Boy one. I watched it without sound, and my only thought was, why does he only turn into a tiger? He's not Tiger Boy.
The whole thing was about how the tiger is his favorite thing to turn into.
Okay. So the sound might have helped there.
Yes. Yes.
But at the same time.
He also has his own little theme song. That plays in that bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the extent of the good parts of it. Like, I don't know.
The effects didn't look terrible.
They did not. Yeah, that's actually what I was about to say. The transformations actually look kind of cool. What I do not understand is why he turns green, then he turns into a green version of the animal, then he turns back into a green version of himself, and then he resumes regular skin tone.
Yeah, I didn't know Gar could just not be green.
Yeah, he can't. It's a big part of his character.
Well, that's a budget-saving measure, if I've ever heard one.
It really is.
In which case, why wouldn't he just turn into a green animal? I don't know.
It's kind of the
I
same.
I can only be frogs.
It's kind of the same thing with, like, the Martian Manhunter and Supergirl. Yeah, because he basically he stays all the time. Like, whenever he first, I guess, came to Earth. Well, no, it was after he came to Earth. He eventually took the mantle of a government agent,
mm-hmm.
and he kind of kept that name. And he just basically, instead of staying in his alien form, which you've seen a handful of times, he constantly stays in the actor that's playing him.
Which I give that a pass because, like, it makes sense for the story.
It does.
Like, he's not just going to walk around as a Martian all the time.
Right.
And even when it's moments where it's only him and Kara, like, I think he even mentions it because that's right when I stopped watching Supergirl,
mm-hmm.
was when he got introduced, and he felt that she would be more comfortable if he was just in a human form. I could be making that up or just remembering it wrong.
No, that's about correct. But the big thing that I was pointing out, though, mm-hmm. it's absolutely a budget-saving reason. Mm-hmm. The key difference is that they found a story reason for it to happen.
Yeah.
Versus this, where they just changed the character.
Which maybe they have an explanation for. In fairness, like, maybe they'll address it. It is a possibility. I'm not expecting it at all.
No. I just don't understand, like, why he would turn his skin green to then shapeshift. Like, that's the part that confuses me.
So
yeah, it seems like a weird, like, choice to just make.
If I have to explain it, and I'm not saying this is a good reason, but so he has this ability to shapeshift, but he can't just shapeshift into a normal animal, like, because that would be too easy. So, okay, well, he has to go... for him to be able to turn, he has to go green. And he doesn't, like, or maybe he even just stayed green, but he figured out a way to look normal. I don't know. It's just like, it's dumb, and it seems like it would have been easier just to, like, stick with the base character, but...
Yep. Or just, like...
But it is not out of the realm of possibility for them to give it a reason as to why. That said, I think I'm giving them more credit than what they deserve, because I don't see them addressing it.
No. So then you have Raven. Her entire bit, it's going down a creepy hallway, and then it goes to Raven sitting on a bed. The whole time she's narrating a story about how her mom says that monsters don't exist, and she thinks her mom is wrong because when she becomes a monster, it feels really good. And then they throw on that terrible, like, Halloween Snapchat filter that turns your eyes dark and your skin pale.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looked like.
I actually saw the still of that. It reminded me of the Light as a Feather trailer.
Oh, yeah.
With the girl being pushed down on the gurney, and she just, like, it's that filter, but then she just leans forward like she's an actor in a haunted house.
Yep. And that's a lot of what this felt like. She just starts, like, it looks terrible in motion, too, because it actually looks like it's a filter over her face. Because then she smiles and, like, it just doesn't look right.
Snapchat has ruined.
It's bad.
Which, putting Snapchat filters on, like, thing, like, on TV characters is funny sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
But whenever that's the company making the choice.
Yeah. No, no go.
It's not great. It is not great. So then we got the Starfire video. That one's also interesting. It's a really interesting take on Starfire. It seems to imply that she's been experimented on. Most of the team, or none of the team, knows that she's from Tamaran,
mm-hmm.
First of all. And yeah, they show a scene where she has been, or she is, has been, or is being experimented on. And she throws out her fire blast, which, if you thought the fire in Luke Cage looked bad, boy, do I have some bad news for you. Also, her hair does the fiery thing, mm-hmm. but only when she's using her powers, it seems. But she, instead of using the energy balls that she has in previous iterations of the character, she has a flamethrower in her hand. That shoots bad fire.
Injustice kind of made it more beam-like, too, so I mean...
She, no,
and really, I'm not going to get, like, I wouldn't get super... I'm not going to be super down on that kind of interpretation, just like they want to change up her, the effects of her powers. And I actually kind of like the idea that her hair only engages whenever it's her powers are being used.
Well, like, her hair has kind of always had a glow to it,
mm-hmm.
or sometimes they ignore that fact altogether, like in Teen Titans.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know. I've never thought of her hair as being, like, on fire.
Right.
Does it actually
like light on fire?
Mm-hmm. Mm. It looks like it does.
Gotcha.
But it only shows it for like a couple of, like a half second.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we got a whole lot of information about how that looks. But otherwise, she does just have the pink hair that we saw in that original, like leaked.
The leaked set footage.
Yeah, the leaked set footage. She has the pink hair, the outfit. I don't know. I'm not, there's a lot of things about it that I'm not happy with.
Mm-hmm.
But
all of it being one of them.
There are a couple of things about like that trailer that were kind of cool. She is not even a tiny bit upbeat, so they definitely dropped the Teen Titans version of her.
Mm-hmm.
And she is definitely the more.
Is she ridiculously over sexual?
There's not enough for me to know that yet.
Okay,
but the trailer says no. Or this little clip says no. Gotcha. But there's not near enough character interaction for that to
really be able to tell.
Yep. The only character interaction we really got from her was Raven told her power was awesome and in a very upbeat way, which was interesting. And Robin saying, "So where are you from again? Or where did you say you were from again?" And then she replies with, "I didn't." End of clip.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's not great. Then we had the Robin one, which I guess went a little bit more into, it is Dick Grayson for sure, which we already knew. But
how many times did he say F Batman?
He did not at all. But he did talk about how he had to leave Batman because he was worried that he was becoming too much like Batman, which sort of adds credence to the idea that the last clip we saw was a nightmare of his or something that maybe Raven initiated somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's something that he had seen himself possibly doing if he stuck around with Batman. Maybe. I don't know. But
dumb.
He definitely did say in the trailer that he had to leave Batman because he was worried he was becoming too much like Batman.
Which is fair. Like,
That's why Robin became Nightwing.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine.
And he was Robin in the Teen Titans before he eventually became Nightwing.
Yep.
Wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. He started as Robin.
Okay.
We had this conversation at Villainous Grounds whenever we saw that shirt.
Oh, yep. Yeah. That's right.
Because it was well into the new Teen Titans before he became Robin.
Yep.
Nightwing. Yes. Sorry.
Everybody, I only get to correct you every once in a while. I take those shots when I can.
All right. So, yeah, that was pretty awful. And it looked pretty awful. So something that might be pretty awful but did not look awful. We got a Dark Phoenix trailer. It looked super pretty.
So, I don't know how I feel about the trailer because it looks like the trailer we got, I do not get the vibe that cosmic force has entered Jean Grey and corrupted her. The trailer we got very much made it look like we're getting that Professor X shenanigans. And then her finding that out, she kind of goes to the dark side.
Yeah, see, that was actually something I was talking about on Thursday. It made it seem like Jean Grey has always... This has always been a facet of her abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And Professor Xavier has limited that facet of her abilities her entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, since she
was
adopted.
A small child, yeah.
Because the trailer makes it seem like Jean Grey murders her parents.
Mm-hmm. Accidentally.
Accidentally, of course. Yeah, it was infant Jean Grey.
She loses control, because she's like a toddler.
Yeah.
She like loses control of her powers. It causes this huge, terrible car wreck.
And likely, results in the death of her parents.
Mm-hmm.
So then Xavier's seeing that part of her power limits it.
Right.
And never tells her about it and just raises her himself. Or I guess maybe someone else raises her regardless.
Keeps tabs on her.
Which actually is comic book canon.
Right.
There is a facet of Jean Grey's powers that
Xavier blocked. Because he was afraid that she would eventually outpower him.
Yep. Yeah, no, the comic books...
Because Xavier ain't a good dude.
Yeah, comic books turned Xavier into a kind of a real bad person. And I don't know why, but boy, have they.
There's always like, something to be said about a father figure that ends up like turning or not being so as great as everybody likes to think they seem. It
makes for interesting story.
Yeah. It also makes sense given like you, when you go back and you like look at the history of the X-Men, you can, there are absolutely warning signs. Like even when he was just like, no, he is this, you know, pure ultra good character. A utopia is called a utopia because there's something seedy underneath. And don't get me wrong, the X-Men have never been in a utopia, but it's like our theory on The Rock. No one is that good.
Right.
And there's, and you could always get that, like, you could always kind of see, like, I mean, yeah, he's doing it and it's good, but I don't know if that's really cool. And then I think they just kind of embraced that and went all in with it.
Yeah, because Xavier has always been a kind of a...
And I honestly think it's way more interesting, too. Like, I like the idea of him being a villain, but, like, not knowing it, yeah.
Like, he's one of those kind of characters, like, he absolutely believes that what he is doing is right, and he also absolutely believes that the ends justifies the means.
Mm-hmm.
He is the personification of a chaotic good character.
Mm-hmm.
Because as far as he's aware, like, as far as he's concerned, he is doing good. It just, yeah, not always actually good.
Yeah.
And certainly up for debate on whether or not the means did justify the ends.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it definitely adds an interesting dynamic to Xavier's power or Xavier's personality. Though I think I'm pretty positive that he is still dead.
No, didn't they just bring him back?
Well,
it's fine.
Turns out he didn't.
It's fine. We'll move on. But the movie version.
The movie version is still very alive.
I'm just curious what you think about it, because like the Dark Phoenix, and granted it's the trailer, they may just not be giving it away. We're going to have to see it to really find out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious what you think about them doing a Dark Phoenix saga, but then potentially not using the cosmic entity of the Phoenix.
I understand the motive and the desire to stray from the cosmic
introducing
part of it.
That, yeah.
But we very much do see them in a rocket ship at one point leaving. And it seems like do interact with the Shi'ar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which, interesting idea. That would imply that they are going with the Phoenix as a cosmic being.
Okay.
What I don't like is that the Phoenix has been with Jean since she was a toddler. And we're skipping over like the good Phoenix part.
Yeah, that was the thing that I'm not thrilled with.
Yeah, and that's always been like my favorite Jean Grey uniform.
The blue and gold.
The
green,
gold. Green
and gold. Yeah. Wow, yeah. My bad.
Iron Fist looking.
Yeah, that, because I mean, green's always been my favorite color.
Mm-hmm.
So I always just really liked that costume. Yeah, the green costume with the golden bird on the front. And I really liked her when she was Phoenix until, you know, she went insane because the Phoenix.
Right.
She could only contain it for so long. And honestly, Dark Phoenix's outfit looked cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there's a lot of things about that that it's just... I'll still watch the movie and I'll probably like it because I've liked the other three so far. With First Class, Days of Future Past, and Apocalypse. I don't know if I like this interpretation of the Phoenix on paper.
Right.
So I'll just have to watch it to find out, though, for sure, if I actually do like it.
Well, when's it come out?
Well, it was supposed to come out on Valentine's Day. Day after the trailer. Looks like it's been delayed 4 months to June 7th. One of the big theories about this is that they wanted to delay it past the Chinese New Year, so that they could draw in larger profit in, or larger ticket sales in China.
Huh.
Because apparently that has conflicted with the X-Men movies before, because they do frequently like to put it in quarter one. Most of those X-Men movies, I think, have come out in quarter one. So, wow. Yeah. June 7th now is when we'll have this movie. All right, we got a little bit more news from Fox. As of right now, despite the merger, they are proceeding forward as planned, minus all the delays. We did get a Deadpool movie kind of announced. It's an untitled Deadpool movie. All we know is it's going to be PG-13, and they're aiming for December 21st next year.
Hmm.
I'm assuming we're going to get more details on that. The running theory I guess from a source, it could be just a PG-13 remake of Deadpool 2.
That's what I've been seeing.
Which would be the dumbest idea.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
Yeah, no, that's really, really stupid. Yeah. Don't do that.
If you're going to do it, just make a whole new movie.
Yeah.
Because it would almost have to be something like that, because that is not a lot of time to put out a movie.
Yeah. Right. Or it would have to be animated. But even then...
Even that, I feel like, would even take could take longer.
It could. Like, with animation, it wouldn't be good animation. Like, certainly wouldn't be any of the really nice hand-drawn stuff. But they could absolutely just pump out a crappy CG animated movie real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And would they do that?
Absolutely. Yes. Fox going to try and make as much money off of this, off of these properties while they can.
X going to give it to you, unfortunately.
And we also got... I did not know that this movie was still in development. The Gambit movie. Mm-hmm. We got news on that.
Yeah, I always kind of thought that this the Dark Phoenix was going to be it. Like, this is the swan song for Fox's X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing that we get is going to be some sort of... It's going to be in the Marvel Universe.
Right. And I was kind of thinking that, too. But we got news that Gambit has been delayed 9 months. And they might be making it sort of a romantic comedy. So, I mean, I can't say that I don't want that, because Channing Tatum with that like
Southern that
Cajun accent, because like you guys have finally seen Kingsman 2 now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, he can do that Louisiana drawl.
Mm-hmm.
So I want it, but I would rather it be an action movie than a rom-com. But
I mean, you can do both.
The thing that I saw is it was going to have, it was certainly going to have romantic and comedic elements.
Well, yeah, it sounded
like they were still wanting to go. At least the article that I read, it sounded like they were still. It was still going to be an action movie, but like an action rom com, which is definitely doable. Like, we've gotten them before.
Yeah, it's certainly
It'll be interesting to see how they. I would almost rather them just cancel this, keep Channing as Gambit, and then whenever you're ready to bring in the mutants into the MCU, just
agreed.
Do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Instead of this like standalone where they will absolutely end up recasting him. The only person, because the only person I see staying in any of these Fox movies is Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool.
Agreed. I would love them to keep Michael Fassbender as Magneto.
I mean, I would. He's not the only one that I want them to keep. He's the only one I think that they would.
No, yeah, I agree completely. But yeah, like my number two would probably be Fassbender as
Magneto.
Because McAvoy as Xavier is good.
Oh, I love it.
Like, I really like it. But yeah, Fassbender's Magneto is just, that's spot on casting right there.
I kind of wish we could get one more of these Fox movies, just because if they do kind of go with it, Xavier and Magneto switching roles, I would be real interested to see McAvoy kind of be the any means necessary, like, no, you don't understand.
Because we've seen Split.
I have not seen
Split. Oh, you haven't? No. Oh.
I've seen Split.
All right, so we have seen Split. I want that movie.
Yeah, no, like, McAvoy is a phenomenal actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would just be kind of like, so instead of just cookie cutter, I have to do what's right, like, give him just that bit of edge that we really haven't seen.
Right.
Aside from Days of Future Past when he's an alcoholic womanizer.
Right.
Which is kind of creepy, given his power set.
A little, yeah. But then again, he really couldn't use his powers while he was doing that.
Because he was on the drugs, yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, basically he had to pick between walking or using his powers.
That's right, yeah. Okay.
So.
It's been a while since I've
seen it. Okay, good. It got a lot less bad at that moment.
Yeah. Anyway. So, Gambit, pushback. Hellboy, pushback. 3 months. April 12th now. Which I had actually forgotten about that movie somehow. Now I'm excited about it again and disappointed that it got pushed back.
No.
In my head, it's they needed to do, like, it's not just touching up effects, which with that time frame, kind of is what it feels like it is.
Yeah.
It's they actually needed to do reshoots, and they called David Harbour, who no longer looks like that.
Because if you stop that diet and workout regimen...
Yeah, you lose that real quick.
So fast. So there's going to be a couple of scenes where Hellboy's in a jacket out of nowhere.
Right, fully clothed. Oh, we got to go to the Antarctic. Bundle up. Yeah, your head's on fire, but it's bundle still up. Chilly.
You ain't got that six pack no more. Because boy, David Harbour got
jacked.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, How to Train Your Dragons has moved up to February 22nd from March 4th. So that was cool. We got a...
Is this getting a theatrical release?
Yeah.
What number is this?
Three.
They got a show on Netflix.
They did.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking. I was like, aren't they up to like eight?
Like, no,
I thought they were reaching like Land Before Time status, but I'm thinking of the show. Netflix show.
Yeah, they got a somewhat related show on Netflix.
Okay.
In that it's set in the same universe, but I don't think it's technically canon.
No idea. I've only seen the first How to Train a Dragon.
It's all three of them are really good, but sorry,
both of them.
Both of them are really good. Okay. You're assuming
the third one's gonna be good.
I hope.
I like the first one.
That would break Mandy
and me if the third one was bad.
Oh, you can handle it.
I don't know if I can.
You got some magic cards. You'll be fine.
About to say, you're a superhero movie fan. You'll be all right.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
DC has desensitized me.
You got the callus.
Oh, I hate you, DC. Fantastic Beasts, Crimes of Grindelwald got its final trailer. We got a couple of little bit of spoiler elements out of that, like that a couple of secrets that J.K. Rowling's been keeping close to the vest for a while that kind of wanted to unveil.
In the movie?
Well,
like she was hoping to unveil them in the movie?
I think she was hoping to put them in the book at some point or figure out a different way to introduce them to the canon.
Okay.
And it is happening in this film. I don't want to mention it for those that don't want to hear it, mm-hmm. if you've been avoiding this trailer, but it definitely does have... It has done a couple of interesting things to the Harry Potter universe.
Do they reveal that everything was just a hallucination that Harry had right before he died of carbon monoxide poisoning under the stairs?
How did you know?
Sorry. Spoiler alert.
No.
Use your time turner, because you know they won't.
It only goes back so long.
Trash franchise.
Telling Audrey you said that.
She knows. No, I don't think it's a trash franchise. I just like giving grief because wrestling fan.
No, that's fair. It looks really, really pretty though. Like, I'm excited for this movie. I loved the first Fantastic Beasts, so mm-hmm. I'm sure I'm going to like this one a lot as well. All right, Venom director says that a crossover with Spider-Man is inevitable.
You wish.
Yes, you do, Mr. Director. Unfortunate for you, you have zero say in this. The producer says that Venom is not in the MCU. Everybody on the MCU side, including Kevin Feige, says that Venom is not in the MCU. Since Spider-Man is in the MCU, that means this version of Venom will not interact with MCU Spider-Man. If Sony makes their own Spider-Man...
Again?
Sure.
But don't, though.
Please.
They're gonna.
I
don't think they can. Like, I want to say that was in their deal with the MC or with Marvel.
Because we're getting at least two standalone Spider movies by the MCU. So
right, and I'm sure we're gonna get more than that because, like, that deal is probably the best deal that Sony has ever made. Just from the sheer amount of cash they have gotten.
For no work.
For signing, like, a piece of paper.
I wish they would just do that with the rest of the... Like, you know, imagine the amount of work that you wouldn't have to do and the amount of money you could make if you just gave them everything. Like, if you just sold those characters and that property to Disney, I'm willing to bet you could get $1 billion A cool billion just for the rights to the Spider-Man characters.
Oh yeah, absolutely, easily. So, like Disney, like if Disney was, if Disney saw that deal come across, like $1 billion, we would offer them 10. Here you go.
Right, like I don't know how successful they think these movies are gonna be. Like said, I'm gonna see Venom.
Yeah, I mean, I am too.
I'm gonna use my movie ticket from when the theater almost burned down during Deadpool 2, so I'm not gonna pay for it. But I'm going to see it.
Yeah, I'm going to see it at, like, the $6 showing.
Mm-hmm.
Early in the morning.
Because that's Friday, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. October 4th?
Mm-hmm. 5th.
5th, okay.
I mean, it'll open the 4th because it opens on Thursday now, but it releases on the 5th, quote unquote. Fifth.
That's your birthday, right?
Nope, the 3rd is my birthday.
Oh.
That was a very good shot.
Thank you. I knew it was
first
early
week of
October.
Yeah.
I just couldn't remember when exactly.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll remember now. Forever.
Yo, yeah, no, I was about to make fun of you, and then I realized, nope, that's a thing.
I just won't ever forget it now. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah.
Venom. Spider-Man.
Yeah,
don't do it.
Of course the director wants it. And the reason he thinks it's inevitable is because Venom's entire story is so
it hinges on Spider-Man.
Dependent on Spider-Man, yeah. So
like I'm interested in seeing how exactly they do this without Peter Parker. Like, at least they didn't give us, he's not web swinging, which, thank God, he doesn't have the logo, which again, thank God. Try explaining that without Spider-Man.
Eddie Brock is going to have a really annoying, nerdy coworker named Parker Peters.
That's really into spiders.
Yeah, he's just going to bully him
relentlessly. I could see that. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe Tom Holland can make the cameo like that. Like,
oh, that would be great.
No, it
would
be awful because then just everybody... constantly. Now, that was actually Peter Parker, Spider-Man's in the movie. This is a crossover confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
But see, wrestling fans, we want that.
Yeah, well.
We want to see the world burn from time to time.
You want everyone to suffer with you.
Yeah. Da-dun.
What did they say about misery?
Loves.
Begets company.
Spaghetti.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think it's spaghetti.
Go to Fazoli's after this. Get some
don't
spaghetti.
Go to Fazoli's.
I would never go to Fazoli's, especially not ours.
Don't go to the Roach Motel.
Our Fazoli's is so gross. Anyway, it's fine. It's fine. Other Fazoli's probably good. Our Fazoli's bad. So Fazoli's, if you're listening to this, don't sue us. Fix your store.
Fix your store.
And if you want to pay us, go to patreon.com/1985.
And we will save whatever you want about Fazoli's, even our terrible local one. Now they fixed it, guys, by giving us a huge paycheck.
Oh, that was sad.
So Tessa Thompson has confirmed that she didn't get snapped. That's Valkyrie from the Thor Ragnarok.
What authority does she have to make that claim?
That she's in the film.
Okay.
Yeah. The pictures apparently have hit the internet
of her in
set pictures of her in Avengers 4.
Okay. Spoiler alert. Good. So is Tom Holland.
What? Well, it's probably a flashback.
I hate everybody. I hate everybody so much.
Yeah, I'm still really looking forward to that Miles Morales movie coming up. Because Peter Parker's dead. So.
Far
yeah.
from home. Miles Morales lives far from where Peter Parker lives.
Yeah,
like
so
one
it makes
borough
sense.
Over, right?
That's far.
That's far.
If you got to walk a borough, that'd take a while.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, I was in that Spider-Man PS4 game. Those things are far apart. It took a while even web swinging.
Oh, if he's in Hell's Kitchen, but like Peter lives in the financial district, yikes.
Yeah, that's a long walk.
If you're walking,
I'm going to fast travel that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I hate you both so much.
That's fine.
Also, Peter lives in Queens, which isn't even in Manhattan. So, I mean.
It's true. Neither is Brooklyn. I'm pretty sure that's accurate.
I don't know.
I'm almost positive that's
dumb.
Accurate. New York is dumb. I don't understand it.
Just live where there's less people. It's not that hard.
Commute. Wait. All right. So this next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our wonderful friends in Perryville, Missouri at Villainous Grounds. Please stop there for all of your comic book needs. Also, great coffee, great conversation, great people, great atmosphere. Everything about this shop is great.
Yes.
So Sean Gordon Murphy, the writer of Batman White Knight, has officially announced his next series, Batman Curse of the White Knight, starring Azrael.
Give him the tagline.
Azrael will be a, quote, far greater threat than Joker ever was.
So he's going to kill one person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because that means nothing to us because of the whole, well, Joker, like, he was never convicted for anything. Like, none of those deaths were really tight. Like, that's why I hated it. So now it's... what they're telling us, what they want us to think, is like the Arkham Joker, who's killed thousands of people. Or like New 52 Joker, who stitched bodies together. to make a throne and like a banner.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're getting is this White Knight universe Joker who may or may not have ever even taken a life.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure that even in there, like, he is certainly but unprovably responsible for the deaths of many people. But never, like, caught at the scene.
The amount of people who then would just rally around him makes that universe stupid.
No, I mean, I hear you. Well, because I think the thing was, like, the whole insanity bit. But now that he's cured, he's, I don't know. I don't know entirely. But
don't get me wrong. Like, I like Azrael as a character. I mean, and I am genuinely interested to see what Sean Murphy does with him.
Mm-hmm.
But just that the far bigger threat than Joker ever was. Seems like Batman was the bigger threat. Like, that was what that story was about.
Yeah,
so,
a little bit.
Not, so, I'm sorry, but that is not a way to...
Yeah, I think, like...
That ain't hooking me.
I do agree with the basic point that you made, though, in that we don't really know how big of a threat Joker was in Murphy's universe.
Mm-hmm. Except the whole, like, mind-controlling all the villains. Because that was, like, the worst thing he did. But that was kind of what... made all of last
but he even
two
did
books.
That when he was cured.
And that was
he
like
didn't
the
do
one,
that as Joker.
And that was like the
exactly.
And that was like the one thing that we saw him do. So yeah. It's like this because this the way I hear this is it's before this is bigger threat than the Joker ever was implies that it's before the events of the White Knight.
Right.
Like Joker.
Well, yeah,
Joker
certainly.
Was Joker was the big bad. And now.
Yeah, I see, because basically, like, the debate that Asa and I had a second ago was actually one that happened in the comic books,
mm-hmm.
like, more than once, like, or in that comic, like, in White Knight, because, like, there were newscasters that were talking about it. You had one was talking about, like, no, this guy's a maniac, he's killed mm-hmm. people, like, we know he has, and the other person was like, well, we don't know, so, yeah, it's really just kind of, we don't know in the Murphyverse how big of a threat Joker or the Joker was. Because we know, like Asa said, New 52 Joker was, like,
a
in particular...
a blind, sociopathic murderer. Even, like, Tom King's run.
Yeah.
The scene in the church.
Right.
Who?
Yeah, no, he just started murdering people in hopes that he would get an invitation to Batman's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just a thing he did.
It was the number zero book that came out, and it had, like, three different stories. But Joker just in that guy's house.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Because he assumed that's where Batman was going to send the invitation. Like,
yep.
Whew.
And turns out that was one of many places that he stopped like that.
Right. Oh.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, just like that scene in the church at the other wedding was probably one of my favorite Joker scenes ever.
It was great stuff.
But yeah, and then you compare it to like, well, he blew up some houses, maybe. It's like, ah. I did see some fan theories, though, that I thought were kind of interesting about, like, Azrael's origin.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm going to read it, but I'm probably going to do the thing where I let them all come out and then just read it in one.
That's fair. I'm going to read them as they go because I did that with White Knight, and I really liked it. I enjoyed it that or ingesting it that way.
I think I read it half and half.
I like that they haven't announced a release date.
They have not. We have not gotten a release date. We just know it'll be out in 2019. We don't know how many issues it's going to be.
But we know none of them are going to be late.
They did say that Azrael is going to bring out some kind of thing about Batman's past that's going to kind of shake him a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to be a big part of the story. So that's really all we know.
Have you looked into any, like, because I think it was mostly in, like, the Reddit comments where they were talking about it. Did you see any of those?
No, I didn't.
Do you want to know one of them just in case it is a spoiler?
Well,
it wouldn't be a spoiler because it's all fan theory.
We'll talk about it after the show.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. Just in case other people don't want to listen to it. All right, and then some Marvel news. Marvel is going to publish three new Conan books,
mm-hmm.
Which I'm not sure what spurred this. Like, I don't think that was a Fox property, was it?
I thought they were running Conan comics, but they were like Dark Horse.
Yeah, see, I thought that Dark Horse or some other publisher was doing Conan before this.
I don't know who it was, but it definitely wasn't DC.
Yeah, no, it wasn't DC, but it wasn't Marvel either.
Yeah.
And it wasn't one of the Marvel, I guess, imprints. Like, it was another publisher entirely. So, yeah, I didn't know, like, if somehow they had acquired this, like, through something, like, through that Fox deal, maybe. But, yeah, we're getting three Conan books from Marvel,
mm-hmm.
like, specifically. And it says returning to Marvel, implying that Conan has been on Marvel before. Which, that is also something that I am not sure about. I don't know near enough about the history of Conan the Barbarian. And we are talking about Conan the Barbarian, by the way. I'm not saying Conan's name wrong or anything like that.
Although that comic book.
I would rather read a Conan O'Brien Marvel comic.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I would too. Like, not that I dislike Conan the Barbarian, but I don't really care.
Yeah, I've always thought that was kind of just a dull.
It's a
super
franchise.
Strong caveman who stabs people.
Yeah.
Neat.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, so we're getting 3 books, though, from Marvel about Conan. So for Conan fans, well, we're sorry for dumping on your parade, but doesn't matter what we think, you're getting 3 new titles, starting with Conan the Barbarian, with Jason Aaron writing, and you got Mahmoud Asrar on in pencils. That one's coming out in January. Then you have the Savage Sword of Conan in February, with no creative team announced that I've seen, and then Age of Conan in March. Again, no creative team announced. But, I mean, Jason Aaron's awesome, and Mahmoud Asrar has done pretty solid work. So, I mean, that's a cool creative team at the very least. So if you were a fan, definitely check this out. I'm sure that it's going to be cool stuff. I'm just not a fan, so I probably won't.
Yeah, no, I'll skip this.
Yeah. I've got too many other books that I'm buying anyway. My bank account cannot handle any more books.
And I'm not even reading the books that I'm buying because I got that free trial of Marvel Unlimited through Spider-Man. So I've just been reading Daredevil.
Daredevil. That Charles Soule run is so good.
I've kind of hit a point where it's slowed down, so I'm probably going to get caught up on Batman tonight.
It's fair. Yeah, because it dips the right before Muse.
The Supreme arc is where I'm at.
I don't remember what arc that is.
Trials.
Honestly.
Takes the stand.
Oh, yeah. That one definitely...
Very dialogue heavy.
Yeah, it's kind of a low point in the run, mm-hmm. but it sets up so much more in the run.
Gotcha.
Like, it's extremely important for the rest of the run. Mm-hmm. But anyway, because there's going to be a lot of fallout from that one.
Oh, yeah, I assumed.
Anywho, guys, read Charles Soule's Daredevil run. It's it's so good.
If you bought Spider-Man on PS4 and you didn't already have a Marvel Unlimited subscription, you get a free month.
And Marvel Unlimited is pretty sweet in that you can read everything that Marvel has ever published in its history up to 6 months ago.
DC Universe, not that cool.
No. This is an astoundingly fantastic service that really, like... It's that perfect balance of, like, it doesn't step on comic shop or like brick and mortar toes while providing an excellent service to the consumer.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no.
Because you can read books that are, like, super hard to find or super expensive or
yep.
things like that. So,
but if you want to stay up to date and current.
You need to buy.
Yeah, you still need to go brick and mortar.
Yep.
Because, yeah, like 6 months out is 6 books in a lot of cases. At least 6 books. Some cases 12.
Yep. Or depending on delays, even longer.
Right. So, yeah. Anyway, going back to Marvel, yeah, so you got those 3 books. And then I really quick wanted to talk about Batman Damned as the first book from the DC Black Label imprint.
Don't you mean Batman Donged?
How long have you been waiting for that?
About 6 seconds.
Oh.
He's very proud of it.
Yeah, it's definitely in there. In 3 panels. I thought it was just the one. There are 3 panels.
Ooh.
And yes, Dalton, he is walking. So, in the one that you saw. So I'm sorry to strip that from you.
Slanging and banging.
But yeah, no. So for those of you that are upset about that, yeah, if you get a first print, Batman's penis is detailed. It is drawn. It's in shadow, but it's there. And again, in 3 panels. So second print and beyond, it will not be there. No one, like, okay, no, everybody knows why, but this is definitely an M-rated book. There's some language to it.
Oh, yeah.
It's narrated by Constantine, so there's that.
Which also, this is DC's Black Label, which is their M-rated.
Right. This is
series, so this shouldn't be a surprise.
Also, the book is significantly larger than a standard book, which makes it a little bad for like storage and everything.
Physically larger.
Well, it also has more pages.
It's more like a magazine
yeah.
than a comic book.
Because it's thicker. like the pages, like the detail on every page, mm-hmm. there's more of it. There's more of everything to this book. More language, more nudity, mostly Batman's penis. I don't think there's any nudity other than Batman's penis. Then there's, yeah, there's more pages. The pages are bigger. The art, though, like I knew, I think it's Lee Bromeo as the artist for this one. Just holy crap, it is beautiful. Because I want to say, no, I didn't. I made Dalton look at something different. That was the Venom book that I made you guys look at. Also really good book. Is it Ryan Stegman? Or is Ryan Stegman doing the Spider-Man art?
I don't know.
I lose track. Anyway, Lee Bromeo. I'm pretty positive that's Batman Dam's artist. And just, holy crap, it is gorgeous. And I'm really, really, really excited to see where this goes. It's not set in the current DC canon. It's its own book. And it's just wonderful. So if you aren't reading Tom King's run or anything like that, or Detective whatever, don't worry about it. If you want to check out this book, you can. It's its own story. As long as you know who Batman and Constantine are, you're pretty much good. Even if you don't really know who Constantine is, if you know he's a guy that does magic stuff,
you can fill in the rest.
You could fill in the rest. The book will fill in the rest for you. So I highly recommend checking this one out. It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. This final portion of our podcast is brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their past shows and their social media links at ps2jshow.com. I highly recommend checking out the last Wednesday show of every month. They do history of gaming. They've got a pretty significant backlog of those now, and they're all pretty interesting. Well-researched. All right. So PS4 is finally allowing crossplay on Fortnite. CEO Sean Layden comments about the wait. It isn't as simple as just flipping a switch.
Flip.
Which it is, because Fortnite literally had to just flip a switch. What he means is we have to figure out how we're trying to get our hands on the purchases you make through your Xbox or your Switch or mobile device.
Yeah.
Because that was honestly the biggest portion, is they don't want you spending money on V-Bucks or cosmetics or whatever you have on another platform and being able to use those on PlayStation's platform.
Right, which I don't think is even anything you can do. Like, as in, I think if you move your account over, I don't think you can tie all your accounts together for that.
You could on everything except for PlayStation.
Because I thought this was just allowing PlayStation players to play with Xbox and Switch players.
They're adding the account merger thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing something in the next week or two. And then there was, this doesn't super affect me, so I didn't look too much into it. But when they were talking about it on, Kind of Funny. Mm-hmm. So they're doing something in this next week to let you, so like say you made a duplicate account because your account was locked to your PlayStation, but you wanted to play on Xbox or Nintendo or PC. Well, I guess you could do it on PC with PlayStation already. You can now merge your duplicate account and your current account. But I don't know if that's the thing that's coming this next week or if that's coming in November. Because they're doing something with accounts this next week, and then they're doing something else with your accounts in November. So they are fixing that as well. But I think it might only be for Fortnite.
That makes sense.
And the crossplay thing, they're calling it a beta because they're not wanting to... They're wanting to keep as many doors closed as possible before, Rocket League wants to start enabling crossplay, which it already, you can already do on other consoles.
Yep. Because for those of you that don't know the history on this, whenever Fortnite first hit consoles, crossplay between Xbox and PlayStation was enabled accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops.
Yeah. Basically, what it means is that they didn't disable it.
On Fortnite's side.
Yeah, on Fortnite's side, it was not disabled, which means that, yeah, it was as simple as flipping a switch, which is why, as soon as Sony decided to do it, they told Epic, and they made the announcement, and that day it was available.
Yep.
So, yeah, as of right now, PlayStation players can play with Xbox and Switch players. I don't think there's any kind of, party system set up for that. But...
That I don't know. Because none of us here really...
None of us really mess with it. So for those of you that do play Fortnite, if you could hit us up with that information, because
mm-hmm.
I am actually curious about it, but not curious enough to research it, because I am a bad host of a podcast.
There's other stuff to talk about.
Right.
We don't care about the biggest gaming trend in the world.
Nope, not even a little bit. Hitman 2 has gone gold. releasing November 13th, so no more delays there. So Hitman fans, rejoice. It's happening. We got a name for that new Pokemon with the bolt for the or nut for the head.
Mm-hmm.
The metal kind that you use on a bolt, not a...
like a cashew or any other kind walnut. Of nut.
That word is far too versatile for its own good.
It's the Joker's head.
So Meltan is what it's called. Mm-hmm. We don't really have much information other than that. It's going to be in the Let's Go games,
mm-hmm.
And it will likely be a Gen 8 Pokemon.
And we got the there was a little, you can look up on Nintendo's social media stuff or YouTube. It's kind of a cute trailer because it's the professor from Pokemon Go interacting with Professor Oak.
Mm.
I didn't enjoy the trailer very much, but that's where they like officially named it. And
gotcha.
There's information there. It's worth checking out.
Fair enough. And it is kind of neat. Let's see. Also, Nintendo has officially said, clarified, that up to 6 months after you let your online subscription lapse, you will be able to access your cloud save data.
Yep. So they're matching Sony's policy.
Yep.
Which
is
good.
So basically, if you let your subscription lapse, your cloud data is still there for 6 months. If you renew it, obviously it continues, and 6 months beyond that, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So that's good news. If you let it lapse, it won't immediately go away. You don't have to then re-upload everything, which mm-hmm. is kind of a pain. So great news there. Sakurai has come out on some Smash news indirectly, saying that we should expect the roster announcements to slow down. Which tells us that there's at least one more character announcement coming.
If you want to talk about delusional fans, the Smash Brothers subreddit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, these poor lost souls.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's at least going to be 8 more. They're just not all going to be... No. We're still going to get like 12 more characters. They're just not all going to be in the same direct. Like, and ooh. It's just, no, honey.
Yeah, like we're going to be lucky to get 2 more character
reveals. I think we'll get 2 more base characters and then probably like 2 more Echoes.
Maybe.
And I think they'll do 1 and 1 for the next, like, because there's still going to be a direct about the new mode.
Yep.
We'll probably get at least 1 character there.
Because we're only going to get 2 more directs before this game comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So
if they did, you know, 1 Echo, 1 new character, each direct.
Yep.
That would make sense.
That would definitely make sense. And, like, that's a reasonable time frame to look mm-hmm. at, and that's certainly slowing down. I don't understand why, like, I get that there are other characters that Smash Bros. Fans want in the game.
Right. Oh, there's characters that I want in the game.
Absolutely,
but
yes.
But I'm also not going to throw a fit and say, this is a terrible roster. Because if you are not happy with this roster... there's no help for you.
No, because we are at just literally, shy of 100 characters. No, we have over 100 characters.
No, no. Mm-mm. It's no, still below. 60. It's like 80-something.
Boy, I'm all over the place.
I think it's 80-something.
Is it 80 including Echoes?
Yeah, like because including the Echo Fighters, they're still not over 100.
Right.
Actually, I think you're right. It might be 60.
Because I think it's 60. And then I don't know. I don't think that number includes Echoes. So it might be 80 including Echoes.
Maybe. Let's see. I'm going to try to look
it up. There are a lot of Echo characters in this game.
But yeah, just a lot of people are like, oh no, they're just not going to announce 5 new characters in 1 direct anymore, which they're not. So slowing down means there could be just as many new characters announced as they've already announced. So it's just like, oh honey, no. That's just, I don't think that's just how that's going to work for you. How many characters are in Super? I'm trying to look up what the...
Yeah, I'm trying to do the same real quick.
Here, let me look it up and then...
Okay, King K. Rool was 67.
Okay.
So including Echoes, we're probably at 80.
That might just be 67 then, wouldn't it?
What do you mean?
How many characters are in Super Smash? And the number was 12, not the original. Thank you. Thank you, Google.
Yeah, I just saw, like, yeah, King K. Rool is character 60, number 67.
68 characters.
So... 68 characters.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, maybe...
Because they're...
Oh, that's right.
The
no,
Echoes
they
don't count as...
Well, they announced Isabelle. Isabelle would be 68.
Yep.
And, yeah, Echo characters don't count for that number, and there's at least 12 Echoes. I'm pretty positive there's
See, and
at least
I think
12
count. I think they count the Echoes in that number.
They don't. I'm almost positive.
Let me see. I'll keep looking.
Because yeah, the whenever I saw like the Echo numbers are listed as like that number point whatever.
Oh, they're giving us Spider-Man covers.
See, but some of the pre-existing, some of the pre-existing, like Lucina is now an Echo character.
Right, exactly.
So they're removing a number.
Right,
on
but
some
like,
of those,
as in like Isabelle is character 68 in the Ultimate roster.
Is she, okay, so she's not an Echo of Villager.
I don't think so.
I couldn't figure out because I'm not familiar enough with Villager's power set. Like a lot of it looked really similar. But it was just different enough that I couldn't tell. Like,
it had like some
similar...
Like
the rocket goes upwards instead, and she's got like the party popper instead of the
Yeah, because it still had some like Animal Crossing like vibe to it, which obviously Villager's going to have that. But yeah, I don't think that it had a lot of the words I'm looking for. I don't think it was... I don't think she's an Echo. I think she's different enough that she's a new character. But anyway... while he's looking that up, Anthem is now in alpha and is fully functional. So it means we're on course to, I guess, get the release date that we're looking for. Being in alpha is a good thing. Beta would be better, but alpha is still great. See, Castlevania Requiem is set to release on PS4 October 28th. And it's basically it's going to come with Symphony of the Night and Rondo of Blood. I don't think these are remasters. These are just straight ports.
I don't know. I only saw the headline, so I didn't look into it. The only reason that really stood out is because I think Rondo of Blood is the one Cody's been looking for forever.
Yeah, I think that's accurate because I think he said that it's either his favorite or just one he wants to play. I don't remember which.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's never played Castlevania before and he just really wants to go into the franchise with Rondo of Blood for some reason. But anyway. Let's see, Telltale, we talked about this last week a little bit, about how they laid off all their employees. They also earned a specific title on the Thursday show for their treatment of their employees, but it looks like they are now involved in a class action lawsuit by their former employees over, you know, violations of multiple labor laws.
Mm-hmm. Justice.
Maybe.
Well, because...
Hopefully.
Well, because it's a... If the company's gone... Who do they get the money from?
Yeah, because they declared bankruptcy.
There's laws that keep executives from having to pay out for the...
And those executives have lobbied very hard to make those laws happen.
Dalton, you may not know this, but if you were super rich, the law doesn't apply to you.
What?
Yeah, it's kind of nuts.
Wait, like...
And if it does, you can pay people to pay people...
And they change it.
And they change it where it doesn't.
Well, that doesn't sound correct.
Welcome to America. The richer you are, the less the law applies to you.
Oh, no. That tax bracket ain't high enough, Jesse.
Not even close.
We also...
Not even close.
There was other news
about...
They're
actually out of the tax bracket at that point.
What?
Yeah, because they don't have to pay taxes anymore. They actually get money. That's how that works.
I'm moving to Canada, Josh Allen. How much do I have to give you in Patreon? You can message me privately. It's fine. But I need to know. I need to get out.
They probably need teachers up there. That's
no thing. I'm sure they teach. No, that's the thing. I feel like they are treated fine.
Yeah, as probably. So Asa, did you ever find that information?
Not for Smash. The only thing I see is Isabella 68.
Yeah.
So
if Isabella is 68,
if Isabella 68, then they go. It gets weird because then you have to take away a number for other character. Well, no, I guess you don't because...
Yeah, they renumbered.
Yeah, Lucina would then automatically have been removed.
Because Roy had a number before too, but now Roy is... or not Roy.
Ike?
Because... No, who was it that got out? Crom. Crom is an echo of Roy.
Roy.
Oh, and yeah. That's actually how I found out he was an echo of Roy because he was listed as like... I think Roy was number like 43 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Arbitrary number, decimal point something.
Okay.
And that's how I found out that Crom was an echo of Roy and not an echo of Ike like I thought he was.
Yeah.
So yeah, they renumbered everybody for this game.
Okay, yeah. So they're probably at like low 80s.
Yeah, with all the echoes. Because yeah, I'm sure that there are at least 12 echoes.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are so many, so many characters got moved to Echo, and several new characters were introduced as Echoes.
Right.
So, yeah. Anyway, so Telltale. And then the last little bit of news, we got Red Dead Redemption 2.
Just real quick to tie into the Telltale stuff.
Mm-hmm.
the final season of The Walking Dead, the season pass has been pulled from all storefronts, so you can no longer order that because they can't. They're more than likely not going to be able to deliver on it.
They're not going to be able to deliver on
it. And then they also released a statement saying that I hate this because they're actively looking to find a way to be able to finish it. What you need to actively be looking for is the severance and the health benefits of the 250 people that you laid off.
Yeah.
And like, why, if I was laid off from my job tomorrow, suddenly no notice, no severance, I'm just SOL with whatever savings I have in the bank. If in a month I get a call like, hey, so we got some funding again. Want to come back and work for us?
Uh-uh.
Absolutely not. Like, why would I trust you to not just screw me over again?
Yeah, the only reason I would go back into that is if I didn't have a job lined up.
Right.
But the entire time I was there,
I'm actively looking.
Absolutely. I am drawing a paycheck from this dude. I am putting forth the absolute minimum amount of effort. And as soon as I find another job, I'm out.
Yep.
With no notice, by the way. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to put in 2 weeks at a place like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, cool. I found another job. Bye. So anyway. Last bit of news, Red Dead Redemption 2. Make sure you got quite a bit of space available. It's looking at possibility. At the very least, on the PlayStation Pro, you're looking at 105 gig install. Which...
Dear Lord.
Yeah. Like, for people that have an Xbox One X, you're familiar with this number because most of the One X enhanced games are around that value. But I don't remember if my install was any bigger on PlayStation Pro for Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then again, I don't know how big it was. B, I don't know what it would have been on a regular PlayStation.
Because all of us have pros.
The three of us have pros, so I couldn't even ask.
So I'm hoping that's going to be the Xbox One X enhanced size.
Yeah, because... Well, because it looked like the article I read specifically mentioned PlayStation.
Because it came from the PS4 Pro bundle was not leaked or announced, but like there is an image of it. And on the image, it has that 105 gigabyte required number on the box. And that's where this is coming from.
Gotcha.
So yeah, we don't have any of the Xbox numbers. We don't know for sure if that is the PS4 Pro, you know, version of the game or what, but... Yikes.
We don't know for sure if it's just the PS4 Pro version of the game. We do know that it is the PS4 Pro version of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you have a PS4 Pro, you're going to need at least 105 gigs available, which they come with a 1 terabyte hard drive typically. And the PS4 Pro, similar to the previous PlayStation models, is super easy to upgrade to. And I think it supports 3 terabytes or 4.
I don't remember.
Mine's only a 2.
Yeah, mine
they also patched it to where you can now use external hard drives as well.
Yes.
Ooh.
It supports it via USB like the Xbox One does. Because, I think all three of us here bought the exact same 2 terabyte hard drive to put in our systems.
We did.
And since moved them to our PlayStation 4 Pros when we got them.
It's followed us the whole way.
It went to, because it was like a Black, I think it was a Black Friday deal.
It was a Black Friday deal. Mm-hmm. We got it for like $70 for a 2 terabyte that works for the PlayStation. Delicious.
Yes. We're also getting a gameplay trailer tomorrow for Red Dead.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So we're getting another one of those.
So expect us to talk about that next week. However, for now, we are out of here. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.